1039 The Fox, 825. Good morning. Happy Pink Friday. Great Friday to start off a Memorial Day weekend. Matter of fact, talking with Craig Bailey from Floydian Slip coming up here in a second. He's dialing me up via Skype. But he hosts the show Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. I actually have a track off of Division Bell right after the interview because they're putting out a box set coming up in June. There he is. Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman.
Happy Pink Friday.
Back at you.
So, are you saving your $135 for the box set of Division Bell?
Well, I was hoping maybe the label would send me a copy, but maybe I should be saving. I don't know.
Did they not send you one yet? I know it doesn't come out until, like, what, the beginning of June?
End of June, actually, yeah. This was one of these things that, like, nobody saw coming. Sometimes there's, like, rumors about these kinds of things and then the official announcement, but this is the first I heard of it was this past week. And in fact, James Guthrie, one of the guys who worked on this thing, was the speaker at an event I went to last month for regarding Pink Floyd. And he played some surround sound mixes. And, you know, that was a big topic of his talk. And he didn't breathe a word about it. So for whatever reason, they were keeping it under wraps.
He couldn't even pull you aside and like, hey, listen, Craig, this is the deal. OK, I'm going to try
would,
and get
that
you.
Would be nice. But no, nope, didn't happen.
I'm going to get you a copy, you know, which is me being in the back.
There's actually, I mean, you know, any Floyd news is welcome in my book, but there really isn't anything new in the box set. There's some fairly rare live tracks, but it's still stuff that's been released on, like, promotional EPs and that kind of stuff.
Talking about Division Bell, do you think the guys and the guys, you know, of Pink Floyd, without Roger, because Roger wasn't part of that album at all, do you right. think that the guys mind that they only won one Grammy and it was for a song that actually was on that album, on Division Bell, Maroon? Do you think that they mind about that at all?
I bet you it doesn't faze them a bit.
No.
My impression is that they please themselves, you know. It's like they're making music and by their own rules. And, you know, if somebody wants to give them an award or not, I don't think it probably matters a bit to them. But that's just my guess. Who knows?
And the goofy thing is that was the one song that didn't have any lyrics. You know, like you win a Grammy and you didn't even sing it.
Yeah, right. Best rock instrumental. I don't even think they have the category anymore. But
Yeah. Well, at least they got that one. You know, yeah. I never asked you, Craig, are there any other bands that hold as much water as Pink Floyd with you? I mean, could you do any other show besides a Pink Floyd show?
Yeah, no, there's some groups, I think, that kind of lend themselves to that kind of thing. I wouldn't have the knowledge to be able to do it for another band. But, you know, there's Beatles shows. I think there's probably always going to be Beatles shows. The Grateful Dead. Now, I can't think of anything else I can't think of another band that I would want to devote a week to.
Fine Young Cannibals. Floydian Fine
yeah,
Young.
Yeah. I shouldn't admit to this, but I actually have one of their albums. Well, did they do more than one album? I don't know.
There's a cut that you can play. Just slip it in there on Floydian Slip. I'm sure no one will notice whatsoever.
See if anyone notices.
Speaking of which, what do you have coming up on show number 945 tomorrow night?
A special program. We've done it a couple of years, and it's called Lost for Words, and it's all instrumental. So no singing, just playing.
Well, it worked out for him well with a Grammy, so yeah, it was
there you go.
Golden. Well, that's tomorrow night. Floydian Slip, it airs every Saturday night right here on 103.9 The Fox at 11 p.m. Craig Bailey, always a pleasure.
Same here. Have a good week.